Wood River works it around. Ball looks at a three, decides to dump it inside to Lure. Sam turn around, right on her and blocking the shot. Carrie Sestock, that's her second block. Gives it off to Fosick, who brings it into the front court. Over on the wing, three-pointer Jarabic is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Sam Lure, her second. Outlet pass, Burkhart tries to go coast to coast as she takes it to the hoop. She'll be fouled by Maddie Fosick. And that is the first foul here of the ball game on St. Paul. Two free throws coming up for Alexis Burkhart. And in a game that is started off like this and kind of the season the teams have had so far, free throws are going to be very important, as the free throw is no good by Burkhart. Second free throw coming up, 2-0 Wood River here in the first quarter. On the way, and it won't go. Follows her shot, and just ripping it away from her will be Sestock, her second board. Thought maybe we'd get a jump ball there, but Sestock was able to grab it just before the whistle. Here's Fosick off the high pick, kicks it out for a three-pointer. It's on the way and no good. Rebound by Maddie Lure, her second. St. Paul 0 of 3 from the outside. Wood River has yet to take a three-pointer. Here's DeVore. DeVore back up to Baugh, trying to get it down to the low post to Lure. They double her every time, so St. Paul knows to keep that ball out of the post. And as they double it, it is stolen away, ripped out of the hands that time of Lure, and up the floor comes Jarabic to the top of the key. Three-pointer is in and out that time for Fosick. And we've got a jump ball on the rebound. Tying it up down low, it looks like, was Jory Mudloff and Maddie Lure. And on the alternating possession arrow, the ball will belong to Wood River. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and it's 2-0. Your score in favor of the Lady Eagles. And they have the basketball against this man-to-man defense from St. Paul. Bob brings it straight to the top of the circle, swings it over to the right side to Maddie Lure. Maddie back up top to Burkhart. Jump pass inside, tried to get it to Rojas. It's tipped. She got it back. And then I think we've got a jump ball. One was going to call a foul. The other was going to call a jump. And Rojas, in a good wrestling move, looked like she was almost in a headlock there. But the jump ball arrow points the way of St. Paul. So the defense has been the key here in the first quarter, and it's 2-0 in favor of Wood River. St. Paul basketball still looking to get on the board. And again, Baugh on the bounce pass, steps in front, makes the steal, gets around the defender, right-hand layup, missed it. Rebound brought down by St. Paul, and coming out of there with it is Kylie Sestock. Wood River probably should have 8 points, but even the layups aren't going. Up the floor, guarded there by Baugh, will be Jarabic into the right-hand corner to Mudloff. Mudloff back out on the wing. So St. Paul, who played well on Tuesday, looks more like the opening game right now than their fourth of the season already in 1 week's time. Driving the left elbow, Rojas knocks it away. How about another jump ball? Our fourth jump ball of the first quarter, and it ends up being the ninth turnover here in the first quarter by St. Paul. Eagles sub in, so you have got on the floor right now both of the Lures, Sam and Maddie. And it looks like back to the original starting lineup, except DeVore is in there. And Rojas and Bob Burkhart getting a breather. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Trying to dump it into Lure, and it's over her head. She's well defended. She tried to tip it back to herself, but it ends up going out of bounds in the seventh turnover for Wood River. 35 seconds to go here, first quarter, KKPR-FM. Classic hits 98.9. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and trying the deep pass underneath the hoop. The pass from Jonak will go over her teammate's head. And turnover number 10 for St. Paul, and back in for Wood River will be Alexis Burkhart. 2-0, Wood River, and we have 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. As Ball will bring the ball into the front court, give it off to Lure. Sam into the right-hand corner to Burkhart. Back up between the circles to Maddie. Over to Baugh. Baugh swings it over to the right side. Can't imagine that they're just trying to play for the last shot when it's only 2-0. You got to take what you can get. And off the back screen, they get it to Lure down low. Turnaround jumper is up and in for Sam Lure. And that's all we'll have here in the first quarter of play as Wood River pitches the shutout. It's the Eagles 4, St. Paul 0 here in the opening quarter. We'll be back with more Lou Platt basketball after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And we're back here at St. Paul, where very few times can you score 4 points in the first quarter and have the lead, but that's what Wood River has done here this evening. 4-0 over St. Paul. The Wildcats will get the ball to start the second quarter. They need to forget about the first quarter, go back to what they've been doing in the first three games. So they check out the man-to-man defense, holding the ball at the top of the circle. Will be Sestock, turns and gives it to Wadilevich. Wadilevich pestered up front by Lure. Way out on them in the man-to-man is Wood River, so they go back cut underneath, and the shot is good by Jonak. And although they couldn't score in the first 8 minutes, they are able to score on their opening possession here of game quarter number two. 4-2, Wood River. That's the thing about it. St. Paul didn't play well in the first quarter, and they're right in the ball game. 10 turnovers for the Cats, 7 for the Eagles. 0-of-4 three-point shooting for St. Paul. Wood River did not attempt one. The only two free throws were missed by St. Paul. Give and go. Baseline with it is Baugh. Swings it over to Lure. No good. Rebound Rojas, who puts it back up and in and draws the foul. So Julia Rojas, her first bucket and board. And she'll get a chance to put a free throw up. Checking into the ball game for St. Paul will be Alexa Wysocki. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Fosick, and that is her second. Those are the only two fouls on the team. Free throw is no good by Rojas, and St. Paul will get the basketball. Don't forget, boys' game will follow. Limited number of games, especially doubleheaders in the area tonight. Wilcox Hildreth is playing Shelton tonight. Pressure in the backcourt, ball stolen away by Burkhart, and then trying to give it back. It's going to be off the leg of the Cats, so Wood River will maintain possession as they kind of stole it and tried to pass it all at the same time. Baugh now to throw it in underneath her own hoop. Looking, throws it up top to Lure. Sam takes a dribble on the left elbow, gives it off to Maddie. Maddie back up top against the man-to-man to Burkhart. Alexis backs it out. Tries to get her players and teammates to come off the screen, which Baugh does. Draws the double team, kicked it out to Lure. Good quick ball move, but St. Paul, they're not going to fall behind here. They're not jumping after the basketball. They're jumping after the player, and they're covering the passing lanes. So back outside the arc. Now they try to lob it into Rojas, and Rojas, if you can't catch that, it goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. But that's a tough catch. If you can't bring it in one-handed by lobbing it over the top, you will have to stop with that pass, because that's the only way Rojas is going to be able to secure that. And at the other end, she's going to commit a foul on the driving Wildcat to the hoop with Alexa Wysocki. And that will be the first foul of the game on Rojas. Each team now with a couple. And St. Paul will have their first free throws of the evening. Alexa Wysocki heads to the line to shoot a pair. And the first one is good. 6-3, Wood River. 6:24 to go here in the second quarter of play. Wysocki averaging just under 8 points a game here to start the first three. And she'll get two here as she hits both free throws. 6-4, Wood River, as St. Paul drops back and picks him up at the top of the circle in the man-to-man. Ball with a left-hand dribble. Off a couple of picks, swings it to Burkhart, who pops out on the right side. Just about every screen is down to the baseline. Out to Lure for the three. Maddie's three-pointer is no good, and the fight for the loose ball. Looks like we've got a foul called here on Wood River. And the foul is going to be on Kelsey Baugh. That'll be her second. That's the one little bugaboo about Baugh. She has found a way to get in foul trouble with her aggressiveness throughout her career. So with 6 minutes to go here in the first half, she'll come out at the next horn. Down low, St. Paul gets it into the hands of Sestock, and the shot is no good by Kylie. Rebound brought down by Luhr. Maddie's got her fourth out of the wing. Three-pointer. Burkhart fires it and hits it. So the first three of the ball game, Alexis Burkhart. And Wood River now has a five-point lead, 9-4. Trying to put some pressure on. Long pass. Jonak somehow secured it. One-handed, kept their balance. Now drives, fires it up and in. Taryn Jonak with both buckets here for St. Paul. She deserved it after the nice catch she made. 9-6 Wood River. Luhr, right-hand corner, another three. Burkhart, that one does not find the range. And the rebound brought down by Taryn Jonak. Jonak swings it over on the left wing, looking at a three in transition. It's on the way, but short that time from Wysocki. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Baugh. Baugh tries to make the quick outlet, does to Burkhart, but nowhere to go. So back into the hands of Baugh to set up the half-court offense. Tries to go to the post to Sam Luhr, can't handle it, and out of bounds. Back into the ball game for St. Paul will be Jory Mudloff. On the floor is Mudloff, Jonak, Wojtylewicz. Also in there is Kylie Sestock and Alexa Wysocki. St. Paul with the basketball. Try to get it to the high post there to Mudloff. Gives it off to Jonak. Drives, runs right into a pair of Wood River Eagles, and the ball is picked up by DeVore. And Madison comes away with the steal. St. Paul's 12th turnover here in the first half. Top of the key with it will be Burkhart. Swings it left side to Luhr. Into the ball game for Wood River is Jessica Rout. Sophomore came in to replace Baugh, who has the two fouls. Burkhart drives into the double team. Nice pass and kick over to the left wing. 12-footer, though, is no good for DeVore. And the rebound comes down to St. Paul, and the outlet pass goes out of bounds for Wysocki. And another St. Paul turnover. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats. Preview the boys basketball game. St. Paul with a new boys basketball coach in Derek Reinch. We'll get our first look at him. Alex Egger is still an assistant here. Of course, he played at Wood River, now an assistant at St. Paul. 9-6 Eagles, 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. And trying to force it inside this time, Wood River turns it over. Their 10th. Outlet pass St. Paul. They want to run, but Wood River's doing a good job of getting back, driving, shooting, shot no good, Sestock. Ball is loose on the floor. Baugh will pick it up. She's headed the other way. Doesn't have numbers, so she'll wait for the rest of her teammates. Skip pass right side to Luhr. Maddie dribbles to the high post, leaves it off for Baugh. Three-pointer on away and good for Kelsey Baugh. She now has five, and Wood River, with the help of a couple of threes, has extended the lead to six, 12-6. 3:20 to go here first half. Wojtylewicz with it between the circles. Kyla on the high post gets it to Sestock, turns, and the jumper with a hand in her face is no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. And it looks like they'll say that it belongs to Wood River. And Wood River will bring Rojas and Alyssa Brown into the ball game. St. Paul will get Kylie Sestock in, and Carey will check out. 12-6 your score with 3:10 to go here in the first half. So the teams have been struggling to score, especially Wood River, but now St. Paul really having problems here tonight. They did only score 34, but picked up the win at Central Catholic on Tuesday. Right elbow with it will be Baugh to DeVore, free throw line. The jumper is on the way route, no good. Offensive board knocked out of the hands there of Wood River. Grabbed by Wojtylewicz, baseball pass to the other end, and it's over Jonak's head. So that's about the fourth time that St. Paul has tried to go with a deep outlet pass, and they haven't hooked up on any of them. So you got the right idea. You want to get it and go, but it doesn't do you any good if you can't get the ball into the front court. So the ball belongs now to Wood River, leading it 12-6. They were up 4-0 at the end of the first quarter. Wrap around to Rojas. Double team to the low post left side. Tries to kick it out. Tap by Wojtylewicz, but it does find its way back into the hands of Burkhart. Top of the key, Alexis for another three. It's good. Three threes here in the second quarter, and that's 9 of the 11 points, making it 15-6 in favor of the Lady Eagles. They only scored 19 in their opening game, 26 in their second game. Baseline turnaround, Mudloff, no good. Rebound, Sestock back up, and it goes. Plus, a little foul to go along with it. Carey with her first bucket, and the foul is on Rojas, so Rojas has two, Baugh has two. Those are the only four fouls right now on Wood River. But a couple of starters with two fouls with just over 2 minutes to go here in the half. So coming back in will be the Lures, both of them, Maddie and Sam. And back in is Fosick with two fouls for St. Paul. Free throw now for Carrie Sestock. On the way, and it skips in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Lure. Lure gives it to Burkhart, who walks it up the floor to Lure and trying to get it inside. Maddie's pass to Sam is picked off. Jonak comes out of there with it and brings the ball up the floor here for the Lady Cats. 1:50 to go before halftime. Calling for the ball in the right-hand corner will be Fosick. Fosick trying to get it inside. She'll drive off the pick. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Lure, her fourth. To Burkhart, and everybody hustles to the other end of the court. Burkhart last across the timeline. Gives it off to Alyssa Brown. And Brown's pass goes through Rowert's hands and out of bounds. Back in will be Kelsey Baugh. Has to be careful with two fouls. Coach Parlin taking a chance here with a seven-point lead and a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. So we'll see if that is able to get through the next 90 seconds without committing that foul. St. Paul with a basketball against the man-to-man. Jonak holds it to the top of the circle. Get it into the hands of Carrie Sestock, right-hand corner. Try to dump it into Sestock, and a reach-in foul called on Sam Lure. That'll be her first and the team's fifth. So it'll be St. Paul ball underneath, trailing 15-8 with 1:15 to go here in the first half. And to take it out underneath her own hoop will be Wysocki. Wysocki lobs it out there. Grabbed nicely by Fosick, who drives and kicks it back to Wysocki. Right-hand corner for three, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, no good by Mudloff. And then Carrie Sestock with the rebound and a whistle. St. Paul 0 of 6 from beyond the arc, 3 of 5 for Wood River, and that's your difference in the ball game. The foul called on Sam Lure, so she gets two quick ones. Still just the sixth foul, so St. Paul will inbound it. Try another three, Wysocki. That one's over everything. And the ball will go out of bounds to Wood River. So frustrating right now for St. Paul. Now remember, they did have a 10-9 lead, I believe it was, Tuesday night against Grand Island Central Catholic and were able to get 24 points on the board in the second half and win. So no matter how disappointing the shooting has been here in the first half, this game is one little run from switching. 45 seconds to go. 15-8. Wood River, and again, realistically, Wood River's lead should be bigger. They've missed some layups. With it is Kelsey Baugh. 35 seconds to go. Pass out front, stolen away. All the way to the other end. Sestock around traffic, lays it up and in. Carey with her second bucket. And that'll get St. Paul to double digits here before halftime. 15-10, 20 seconds to go in the half. Wood River a chance to get the last shot attempt here. Lure swings it over the right side to Baugh. 15 seconds. Back up top to Sam. Sam holds the ball. Everybody's getting closer to midcourt here with 9 seconds. Over to Maddie Lure. Two picks. They get it to Baugh. And then her pass was supposed to go back to Lure, and there's nobody there. And it goes out of bounds. And St. Paul has 2 seconds to try and get a heave-ho away. And they will get it in. Baugh will defend behind the back. Nice job there by Fosick. And she'll loft it up way short from beyond half court. And that will take us to halftime. It's been a struggle offensively, but that was the story here in the first week of the season for both teams anyway. It's the Wood River Lady Eagles 15 and the St. Paul Lady Wildcats 10. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this break on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. 15-10, Wood River Lady Eagles have the lead here at the half. Coming up next, we'll have our boys' contest, and it'll be interesting to see how the boys' contest plays out tonight. St. Paul has been down here. They've got a lot of different kids. They've got a brand-new coach in Derek Reich, and he is thrown right into the fire. Only one senior in Josh Harrahill on this St. Paul boys basketball team, so a pretty young squad. They're 0-2, but those two losses have come to state-rated competition at Gibbet on opening night Thursday, and then lost here at home to Donovan Trumbull on Saturday. So got to take that with a grain of salt. Wood River comes in with a record of 1-2. You will check the state site, and it'll say 1-1 because, as we said earlier, Wood River played in the Central Catholic early season tournament, and the Knox School out of Australia was over here playing, and those games don't officially count. But Wood River is 1-2, and both losses have been at the buzzer. Centura hit a three-pointer to beat them on opening night, 52-51. Then they beat Lincoln Lutheran 70-60. And then Knox, Australia, in a consolation game on Saturday, made a shot from beyond half court to break a tie and win the game 56-53. Otherwise, they would have been headed to overtime. So Wood River's kind of had some hard luck, but they have played pretty solid basketball, and they're not full of seniors either. Jake Skeen, Dylan Mayfield, the only two on the boys' roster, but they've got some kids that can shoot the basketball. They got just a little bit of height and muscle inside in Matt Renault. Dylan Mayfield is 6'3 as well. So we'll see how they match up tonight with a St. Paul team that in years past has loved to get up and down the court. We'll see if that is still their style. Halftime of our girls' game, Wood River 15 and St. Paul 10. We'll look at the first half stats and have more for you right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Denver Broncos hosting the San Diego Chargers. Coverage right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And, of course, kickoff is set for 7:25 tonight from the Mile High City. We've got more basketball tonight on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's girls' Lou Platt Conference action as Hastings Adams Central is hosting Kearney Catholic. Mike will have the call. Tip-off is scheduled for approximately 7:45. Then tomorrow night, more high school basketball. We will be bringing you a doubleheader starting here on Classic Hits 98.9 at approximately 6:30. We will be bringing you action between Kennesaw and Shelton, rivals just up the highway on ESPN 1460. We will also be bringing you action from Ord as the Chanticleers host Kearney Catholic, and those games are scheduled to get underway at around 6 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN 1460. Also tomorrow night, we have got high school basketball on 1230 AM KHAS, and that will be Hastings St. Cecilia at Donovan Trumbull, and that will get underway at 6 o'clock. Our Saturday basketball, the lone doubleheader, will have Bertrand at Loomis starting at 6 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So that's what's coming up this week. We're busy next week as well. We pretty much have our schedule filled out here on Classic Hits through the Christmas holiday break. On Tuesday, we stay in the Lou Platt Conference for the annual battle between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic in Kearney at 6 o'clock. We'll have Kennesaw Amherst on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, next Tuesday. And 1 week from tonight, Gibbon is at Ravenna here on Classic Hits, while Central Catholic in Minden next Thursday will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Later this season, when we get to the holiday tournaments, Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament with Amherst, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ogallala among the tournaments that we will be covering. And, of course, an exciting week. Nebraska volleyball can be heard. Tri-City Storm Hockey's on the Breeze, 94.5. And so for more information on all of our sportscasts, you can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the first half stats of our ball game. For St. Paul, Kyla Wodilewicz, one rebound. Carrie Sestock, 4 points, four rebounds, and two blocks. Kylie Sestock has two rebounds. Alexa Wysocki, 2 points and a rebound. Taryn Jonak, 4 points and a rebound. And Jory Mudloff has two rebounds. Five rebounds in the first quarter, six of the second. Free throw shooting all in the second, where they were 2 of 3. The Cats have yet to make a three-pointer, 0 of 4 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 10 in the first quarter. They did cut that down to 4 in the second quarter, and they started scoring. St. Paul was shut out in the first quarter, all 10 points in the second. So 10 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 14 turnovers for St. Paul, who is 3-0. For Wood River, they're looking for their first win, and Kelsey Baugh has 8 points, two rebounds. Alexis Burkhardt has hit a three-pointer. She's got a rebound. Julia Rojas, 2 points and a rebound. Maddie Luhr, 4 rebounds. And Sam Luhr, 2 points, 4 rebounds. 6 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. They did not attempt a three-pointer in the first quarter, but were 3 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 7 in each quarter for the Eagles. 4 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, Wood River has 15 points, 12 rebounds, 0 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from three-point land, and 14 turnovers. Foul situation, Baugh, Rojas, and Sam Luhr have 2. Maddie Fosick has 2 for St. Paul. And at the half, it's Wood River 15, St. Paul 10. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul. We want to thank Athletic Director Rick Peters and the fine folks here for their hospitality. As the third quarter begins, Wood River basketball, Burkhardt immediately takes it baseline to the hoop, and it comes up no good. Rebound brought down by Fosick, and St. Paul quickly gets it down low. Jonak shot no good. Sestock rebound back up and in for Carrie Sestock. So both teams attacking the hoop right out of the halftime locker room, and let's see if things continue to pick up after a rough first quarter. The second quarter was a lot more competitive, obviously a lot more scoring. And man-to-man still both ways here, it looks like, as Baugh's pass almost knocked out of there by Wodilewicz. But the Eagles will maintain possession, leading it 15-12. Over to Baugh, trying to post up the freshman in Sam Luhr. Can't get it to her. The right-hand corner, they'll go to Burkhardt. Burkhardt back out on the elbow, and the jumper is up, and it is in for Sam Luhr. That'll be her second bucket, and each team with an early bucket here after we struggled in the first quarter, not so here in the third. 17-12, but a walk called. Wodilewicz wanted to make the pass and then realized that her teammate wasn't looking, and with all the momentum going one way, it was too tough to stop. Boys game will follow, so we're bringing you a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader again here tonight. Looking forward to seeing a ton of teams again here throughout the 2013 and 14 winter sports season. Eagle basketball on the right wing with it is Bob. Back up to the top of the circle. They'll go to Burkhart. Burkhart gives it back to Kelsey in front of the Wood River bench now. Coach Parlin trying to coach the play off the pick and roll. Rojas is covered. Good switch there by Sestock of St. Paul. And now as they try to force it into Rojas, the ball will be knocked out of bounds. And I think they're actually going to call a foul on Rojas. So give Sestock credit for the steal. And Rojas has just picked up her third personal foul. First player with more than two. In fact, nobody has just one. They either had two or none at the half. 17-12 as Sestock has it at the top of the circle off a couple of picks. Sestock to Fosick. Fosick is going to walk as she comes off the screen. She lost her balance, cutting that screen a little close, bumped hips, and turnover number two here the quarter for St. Paul. 6 minutes to go, third quarter of play. It's Wood River 17 and St. Paul 12 on KKPR-FM and Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Wood River, St. Paul, Gibbon. And the ball through the hands of the Cats again. So had some careless turnovers in the first quarter. And now to start the third quarter, kind of the same thing. And with those three fouls, Rojas will check out. And Madison DeVore will check in. Long pass down to the left-hand corner to Jonak. Jonak starts to drive but can't get anywhere. Kicks it back out top to Fosick to Wodilewicz. Stays on the left side to Jonak. Down on the low post, they tried to get it to Sestock. It's swatted out of bounds by Maddie Luer. Don't forget, our games are also available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Live, the podcast right after the game or anytime. And a three-pointer off the inbound. St. Paul takes it right corner. It's no good by Wodilewicz. Trying to pick up the loose ball, Fosick, but she was on the ground, started to stand up. And, of course, she can't do that, so the ball belongs to Wood River. Each team a bucket in the first 40 seconds of the quarter. Now we've went a couple of minutes with nobody moving the score clock again. Up top with it will be Burkhart. Alexis swings it over for a wide open three, and Baugh will can it. Kelsey Baugh with her third three. She has a game-high 11 points, and it's an 8-point lead, 20-12 in favor of the Wood River Eagles, not their biggest lead. They had a 15-6 lead before St. Paul got the final two buckets of the half. Now checking in is Jessica Rauert for Wood River. 20-12, Eagles looking for their first win against a 3-0 St. Paul team that is struggling tonight so far offensively. Jonak on the low block, turnaround jumper with the left hand. It's no good by Wodilewicz. And an over-the-back foul called on St. Paul as the rebound was brought down by Rauert. And Kylie Sestock with her first personal foul. That's only the third foul all night on St. Paul. Wood River would love to get a double-digit lead here on a game like this. That could be enough. Driving baseline, Burkhart lost the handle on the way up. A little bit of contact. Wood River didn't get the call. And then a carry on St. Paul as Jonak, instead of using the left hand, tried to cross over just using the right. And she's called for the travel. Good defense by Burkhart. For the Eagles, Wood River will take it out underneath their own hoop to throw it in. It'll be Baugh. She's always the key in player. Looking. Now tries to go all the way to midcourt. Dangerous pass, but Burkhart high in the air to grab it. Then tries to go back underneath to Baugh, and it's stolen away by Alexa Wysocki. Wysocki brings it into the front court. Down by 8, 20-12 to Jonak. One dribble to the three-point line. Down to Sestock. Posting up on DeVore, starts left, turns right, scoop shot, no good. Two Eagles battle for the basketball, and it'll be Sam Luer to come out of there with it, her fifth. 20-12, Wood River. We are midway through the third quarter of play here in St. Paul. Did have an early start tonight. The boys will get started just after 7 o'clock, about 7:15, as Baugh's three-pointer this time is going to come up short. Rebound to Sestock. Baseball pass to the other end, but great job of getting back defensively there by the sophomore Rauert. Three-pointer on the way. Sestock, it doesn't matter how. You got to bank it in. That's how it goes. Callie Sestock drains the three, and that breaks a four-minute drought here for St. Paul, and it's their first three of the ball game. 20-15, Wood River, 3.5 to go in quarter three. 1 of 9 from the outside, and now Sestock steps in, gets the steal. Outlet pass, Jonak takes it to the hoop, pulls up from 5, no good. and well defended again by Rauer. Give credit there to the sophomore. She's gotten back on defense a couple of times. Baugh, front court, brings it up top to DeVore. All kinds of room in the paint if they lob it over the top, but they elect not to, as Lura had Sestock sealed off there. Instead, they're keeping it around the perimeter, and that pass anticipated, stolen away by Maddie Fosick. She's off to the races, and the layup is good. So Maddie Fosick with her first bucket, and the first bucket in transition for St. Paul. A three and a two makes it 8-3, and so a timeout on the floor for Coach Darren Parlin. It'll be his first of the game. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's 20-17 Wood River. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We're back in a minute.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here in St. Paul out of the Wood River timeout. They will bring it into the front court, leading it 20-17 as there's 2:50 to go here out of that timeout in the third quarter. But back-to-back buckets for St. Paul. And it looks like back into the ball game, Sam Jarabic also checking in. Kinsey Lucas-Savage for the first time for St. Paul. Wood River with Rojas on the bench with three fouls. So Burkhart to the free throw line. Her jumper is up. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Megan Turek, who has also come in during the break. Also in there is Jory Mudloff. Alexa Wysocki has the basketball. And Mudloff, so they're giving both Sestocks a breather right now. A three-pointer in the corner. Mudloff off the heel. No good. That would have tied the game. And the rebound brought down by Burkhart. Burkhart up the floor to Baugh. Cut down underneath. Kicks it back out top to Alexis. And they'll go into their half-court set. Minute 50 to go here, third quarter. 20-17. Wood River pick and roll. They didn't get it underneath. Coach Parlin going, oh, they had what we wanted. And instead of dropping it down low to Sam Lure, they kick it back out and run through it again. DeVore. There they get it underneath. There's some contact, but Lure's able to grab it, missed the shot, then tries to get her own rebound, which she does. Kicks it out. The drive underneath is knocked out of Ma's hands, and Wood River will turn it over for the fifth time in the quarter. 20-17, St. Paul trails. They've got a chance to tie it again with a three. Off the pick, driving into the paint will be Wysocki, and we're going to get another carry on the Cats. Each team with five turnovers here in the quarter. Each team with 19 turnovers in the game. Each team had 14 at half, obviously. And the scoring has slowed down again. Now a long slump for Wood River as Baugh tries to stay away from the defender sneaking up behind her. Comes across the timeline. Over to Burkhart. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Pick and roll down low, Lure up and in, and she'll draw the foul. They've been trying to do that a lot tonight and haven't had a whole lot of success, but it's a simple catch and shoot, a short jumper, and Sam's able to get her second bucket of the quarter, sixth of the game, and a chance at a three-point play here. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. So she has five of her team's 8 points here in the quarter, 23-17. It looked like that foul was on Jory Mudloff. And up the floor with another chance to get some points on the board. The Wildcats swing it over to Megan Turek against the man-to-man. Both teams have stayed in that mostly the whole game. Over on the left wing with it is Jarabic. Jarabic starts to drive, now pulls it back out. Cut off there by Burkhart. Dumps it down to the baseline. The ball gets loose, and it goes out of bounds off of St. Paul. Back over to the Wood River Eagles with 34 seconds to go here in quarter number three. 23-17 remains your score. And now here comes the freshman Leslie Fox in for the final few seconds of quarter three. Some different names from the volleyball season, but a couple of the same as well. As Wood River gets around the press, and where's the whistle? We got an illegal screen as Luer, I think, was trying to set a screen for her teammate, Alexis Burkhart, and the officials say you cannot do that. And that'll be the third foul on Sam Luer. Two fouls on each team here in the quarter, and now looks like the starters all come back in for St. Paul on what could be their last offensive possession of the third quarter. So far, 7 points in the quarter for the Cats and 8 for Wood River. Back in for Wood River, Alyssa Brown, 20 seconds to go. Up top with it is Wodilewicz. On the high post to Sestock, back to Wodilewicz. She dribbles into traffic. Now the ball loose in the lane, and St. Paul bailed out with a Wood River foul here with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. We're a long way away from free throws. Oh, and it's on Ba, so that'll be, no, it's not on Ba. It's on DeVore, her first. 12 seconds, they kick it out for a three-pointer. It's up, and it is in for Maddie Fosick, her first three of the ball game. Wood River up the floor with 5 seconds. DeVore, long three, and it's going to come up short, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. So three-pointers are about all we're seeing go in the hoop here in this basketball game. And at the end of three, it's still tight, low scoring, Wood River 23, St. Paul 20.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We go to the fourth quarter of play. St. Paul will get the ball to start the quarter, trailing 23-20. They have 20 turnovers, 6 last quarter. They've scored 10 points in the second and third after being shut out in the first. 6 points for Carrie Sestock leads the way, 5 for Maddie Fosick, 4 for Taryn Jonak. And for Wood River, Kelsey Baugh has 11, Sam Luer has 7. And we are underway here in quarter number 4. Taryn Jonak. Ball goes through her hands. Burkhart tries to save it and get the steal, but runs out of real estate. So St. Paul will stay on top of it. Haven't had a lot of fouls, so we haven't had a lot of free throw shooting. St. Paul's 2 of 3 in the game, and Wood River is 1 of 4, with Sam Luer hitting one to complete a three-point play last quarter. Here's Jonak for the three, and we are tied. Taryn Jonak off the inbounds pass. She now has 7 points to lead the team. And our first tie of the contest, 23-23 in the opening moments of the fourth quarter. Burkhart with it on the left side of the key. Kicks it back up top to Luer. Maddie into the hands of Baugh, who has 3 threes. They are 4 of 8 from three-point land. St. Paul is now 3 of 12, but they started 0 of 7, so they're 3 of their last 5. Driving in, here's Baugh. Might have been fouled, but they're going to call it a clean block by Kylie Sestock, who blocks it and comes away with a basketball. Up the floor on the left wing to the pink shoe, Kyla Wodilewicz. She'll pull up for three and hit it. And St. Paul has taken the lead. Time out, Wood River. So, just like that, 3 threes help St. Paul turn things around. 6:55 to go here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at St. Paul, and it is the Cats with their first lead of the game, 26-23. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, your shelter insurance agent in Kearney. We'll be back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul, where the Cats have taken their first lead of the game with 6:55 to go. It is 26-23 in favor of St. Paul. Working it around the perimeter, Wood River with a basketball. They've got three timeouts remaining, four remaining for St. Paul. Wildcats didn't score in the first quarter, but like they did Tuesday against Central Catholic, they've started to find the way to get the ball in the hoop, and now they've got the lead. Wood River back cut, beautiful pass down to Luer, and she is going to be walloped by Kylie Sestock. That'll be her second foul. And it's either a three-point shot or a post-up move for Wood River as far as their offense looks tonight. And at the line will be Maddie Luer to shoot two, looking for her first point of the ball game, but won't get it here. Don't forget tomorrow night. We'll just be down the road at Shelton as the Bulldogs and Kennesaw Blue Devils battle. Starting at 6:30, we did have an early 5:45 start tonight as the free throw is no good, but Julia Rojas back in with those three fouls. Picks up the offensive rebound, and Wood River gets another opportunity. Give it to Baugh. Baugh baseline, Burkhart's there, pulls up from six, but had to adjust her shot. When Sestock got in the way, Kylie made her change it. Carey gets the rebound, and up the floor comes St. Paul. The pass is off the mark. It's loose. Sestock picks it up. 10-footer, no good. Rebound to Maddie Luer, her fifth. First of the second half, though, to Baugh. Baugh picked up there by Wodolewicz. Down to Luer. Sam posts up, nothing there. Back to Baugh, off the screen. 13-footer, good. Baugh now with 13 points. That's the first bucket of the fourth quarter for Wood River. 5:45 to go in the game. St. Paul 26 and Wood River 25. St. Paul 3-0, Wood River 0-2. Behind the back dribble again by Fosick to come to the right side of the lane. Then it's knocked out of her hands by Burkhart, and Wood River comes away with the steal. That's the first turnover by either team in the fourth quarter after we saw a combined 39 of the first three. And there the ball is deflected at the other end, and give credit to Carrie Sestock for getting that one. Off the hands of Luer, she deflected it. There was no chance that Sam could grab it. And that will be turnover number 24, Wood River. So the teams exchange turnovers. Baugh putting a lot of pressure on the ball in the backcourt with Fosick. Now has it knocked away, and it's going to roll out of bounds despite the floor-cleaning effort. And St. Paul is going to be called for a 10-second violation. The official said that 10 seconds occurred before the ball rolled out of bounds. And so back-to-back turnovers for the Cats. That was the one thing as I'm watching that ball roll about halfway through the backcourt is, would the 10-second call get made? And it did. And the ball comes back over into the hands now of the Eagles. And they have to bring Baugh out here for just a minute to catch her breath after that. So Burkhart just dribbling the ball between the circles, letting a little time roll off. And we've got a whistle as the ball is kicked. So they'll try it again. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Clock did not stop on that dead ball, so they're going to reset it. Put a few more seconds on. 26-25, St. Paul, Wood River, led by as many as nine in the first half at 15-6, but since then have been limited in what they were able to do. And now over and back Wood River, they throw the ball in and get lost where they are on the court. One of those where they're not even guarded, but didn't realize that they were standing so close to midcourt. Now back into the hands of St. Paul. On the right side, they go to Fosick. Back inside the 111. Out on the wing, Sestock. 12-footer too strong. DeVore trying to save it and does. Gets the backside rebound. Her first taps it into the hands of Burkhart. Up the floor they come to Lure. Maddie dribbles into the double team. Kicks it back out. Burkhart passes up the three into Rojas, who's posted up. Turns and scores. Beautiful job by Julia Rojas, and that's her second bucket of the ball game. And Wood River regains the lead, 27-26, 4:10 to go. A scrum forward at the other end, picked up just before the timeline by St. Paul. Over to Wodolewicz. Kyla holding it on the right side of the key, outside the arc, picks her dribble up to Fosick. And now Sestock says, I'm going to try a three. It's well strong that time by Kylie, and the long rebound ends up in the hands of Julia Rojas. And now a turnover again by Wood River with nobody defending them. Those are the tough ones to take for Coach Darren Parlin. And a timeout will be called here by St. Paul. There's plenty to use, so the Cats will use it. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:51 to go in our game. It is Wood River 27, St. Paul 26.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 3:45 now to go in the game. St. Paul trying to set up a play out of the timeout. Down by one. Get it down into the hands of Sestock. They double down on her, and Baugh's able to take it away. Each team with three turnovers now in the fourth quarter. Baugh will push the ball up the floor, and Burkhart will hold it, wait for everybody to get set. They'll get into their half-court offense. 27-26, Eagles looking for their first win in the third game of the season. Right-hand corner with it to Alexis Burkhart. Free throw line. Rojas jumper is good. Back-to-back buckets by Julia Rojas, and the lead now 3, 29-26 Wood River. And with that, that's their highest offensive output, and that's why they're 0-2. 19-26 and now 29, and they'll probably need more than that. Even though they shut out St. Paul in the first quarter, the Cats played a lot better since then, even though both teams have a lot of turnovers. Fighting for the loose ball, it gets into Wojtylewicz's hands. She'll be fouled as she brings it into the paint. And two free throws coming up for Kyla. Again, has not been a lot of fouls in this game. Not because they haven't called them, just haven't been a lot. And that's on Kelsey Baugh, her third. Four team fouls on Wood River and three on St. Paul. Something to keep in mind here if we need to get somebody to the line in a one-on-one situation. Here it's a two free throw opportunity for the junior, Wojtylewicz. The first one is no good. St. Paul is 2 of 4 at the line. And Wood River is now 1 of 6. Second free throw, no good. In and out, ball tipped around. Sestock trying to grab it, fighting with it with Rojas, and it goes off of Rojas and stays with St. Paul. Good hustle that time by Kylie. And St. Paul will take it out on the baseline. They will not guard the inbounds pass. In fact, they'll just dump it in here to carry. Sestock dribbles into the paint, kicks it out. 19-footer on the way by Jonak, no good. Trying to save the ball, and out of bounds was Wood River when they grabbed it. Kyla Wojtylewicz went diving or jumping into the air, threw it back into the court of play. Baugh grabbed it, but she was standing on the sideline in front of the St. Paul bench, so it's still Wood River or St. Paul ball. Third opportunity this trip down the floor. Wojtylewicz in the left-hand corner, guarded by Maddie Lure, out to Fosick, back in the corner, left side to Wojtylewicz. She'll dribble out of there to mid-court and get into the play from the half-court set. Nothing out of that inbounds play. Coach Dinslaggy saying, we need to move. We're not moving. Wojtylewicz forces it in the paint. No good. Got it back, though, and scores. Wojtylewicz with the offensive rebound of her own miss. 29-28 Wood River. 2:10 to go in the game. St. Paul trying to stay undefeated. Wood River trying to get their first win. Lure with it on the right side of the key. Back up top to Baugh, who has a game-high 13 points. into the right-hand corner to Lure. Into Rojas. She's double-teamed. Back out Burkhart. Open three on the way and good. Alexis Burkhart with her second three. And the lead now 4, 32-28, a minute 45 to go. Jonak to the free throw line. Sestock ball fake, drives in, 10-footer, good. Answering right back by Kylie Sestock, and a timeout on the floor by St. Paul with 1:40 remaining in the game. So we may not have had a lot of excitement in the first half, but we're going to have a game that looks like it'll come down to the final buzzer. Again, 1:40 remains in the game. Wood River has the ball and a 32-30 lead over St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
1:40 remaining in the basketball game. It is Wood River 32 and St. Paul 30. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up in the boys contest, and St. Paul is going to put on full court pressure as we welcome you back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Get it into Baugh. That's where they want it. And as she starts to make the pass, she is going to be tied up and a travel call. They didn't get a complete jump ball, but she jumped in the air. St. Paul got a hand on it, and she walked with a basketball. So that's exactly what St. Paul wanted from that pressure defense. Down by two, a minute and a half to go. Off the pick, taking the shot. Jarabic on the way from the right elbow, no good. Ball's on the floor, and we've got a jump ball down low. Arrow points the way of Wood River as Mudloff and Sam Lure tie it up. So Wood River gets the possession arrow. 1:27 to go in the game. 32-30 Wood River. They get it in again to Baugh. Quickly up the floor over Burkhart's head. Headed out of bounds, and Wood River throws it out of bounds again. Five turnovers in the quarter for Wood River, three for St. Paul. So three quick opportunities here. And for St. Paul, they're back in action at number two, Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday. Wood River, they've got state-rated Blue Hill and then Sutton before Christmas. So very important to get a win here tonight as driving in the scoop shot. Fosick rolls over the rim and in, and we're tied again at 32. 1 minute to go. 32-32, Wood River with a basketball. Three timeouts remaining for the Eagles, two for St. Paul. Coach Darren Parlin might want to play for the last shot here and use the whole minute. That's kind of a tough situation here when we've got all these turnovers in the game. Can the Eagles hold it? They're going with that high 1-4, just running their weave. Probably run the clock down here, call a timeout. In fact, they could call a couple of them. It just depends what he wants to do. I guess if they can run it down to about 15 seconds, maybe 12. And they've got to be careful that they don't make an error here, because if they do, St. Paul steal, they'd be on their way to the other end uncontested. Lure with it at midcourt, 20 seconds. So Wood River got the ball with a minute two, and they're going to whittle it down for the last shot. 15 seconds. 12 seconds. And the timeout called by Coach Darren Parlin. It is a full-length timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Will St. Paul be able to get the ball back? Will Wood River get their first win? Or will we head to overtime? We'll find out. Tied at 32 after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Down to 12 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. Wood River was up 23-20, but St. Paul hit back-to-back threes to take the lead, their only lead at 26-23. Then St. Paul hit a three of their own from Alexis Burkhart, put them up 32-28. But Kyla Wojtylewicz and Maddie Fosick have each hit buckets to tie the game. Fosick's with just over a minute to go, and Wood River has whittled the clock down to where we are at. 12 seconds to go, Wood River ball. They'll take it out between their bench at midcourt. Pressure put on here by St. Paul. We're tied at 32. Lure will throw it in to midcourt. She'll get it into the hands of Baugh. They're looking for that back pick for Burkhart. Comes to the outside. Burkhart, open three. It is in and out, no good. Ball is loose, picked up by St. Paul, and we are headed to overtime. So the drawn-up play was to get Burkhart open in the corner for a three-point bucket, and that gets us to overtime. 32-32. We'll get you to overtime after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
St. Paul gets the final two buckets of the fourth quarter to send us to overtime here. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 32-32, the biggest lead of the game by St. Paul was at 3, 26-23 in the start of the fourth quarter. Wood River had a 15-6 lead in the second quarter, that nine-point lead in the first half, their largest. Now, neither team is even close to the 1-1 yet, which is highly unusual in overtime games. And you know what? I think I've misspoke here. They have put time on the clock. There is 0.6 seconds left, and St. Paul's going to get the ball at midcourt. They're going to get a chance to heave one up here, and to throw it in will be Alexa Wysocki. It'll have to be catch and shoot. They do, and it will come up well short. Kind of a fadeaway throw up there by Maddie Fosick, but at least they had basically a free shot. So now we will go to overtime, and we'll just keep it here and let you know that high school basketball is on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, St. Laborie, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're headed to overtime, tied at 32. Each team will now have three timeouts. You get a bonus one when you go to overtime. They had two apiece at the end of regulation. Again, the foul situation, only 3.5 on St. Paul, 4 on Wood River. Sam Lohr, Julia Rojas, and Kelsey Baugh all have 3 fouls for Wood River. Nobody with more than 2 for St. Paul. Key stat, both teams were 0 of 2 from the line of the fourth quarter for the game. St. Paul is 2 of 5, and Wood River is 1 of 6 from the free throw line. From three-point land, Wood River is 5 of 10, and St. Paul is 4 of 13, but they were 0 of 7, so they've hit 4 of their last 6 three-point attempts, which got them caught up and sent this game to overtime. St. Paul has their original 5 starters out there in Wojtylewicz, Fosick, Jonak, and both Carey and Kylie Sestock. Wood River also has all their starters out, both Maddie and Sam Lohr, Julia Rojas, Alexis Burkhart, and Kelsey Baugh. And you jump center again, and it'll be one by St. Paul. So they'll drive, take the quick shot there. Wojtylewicz, who won the tip. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Lohr. That hurts her game-high 8th board that it's stolen away. Shot right underneath the hoop. Won't go for St. Paul. Out of bounds to Wood River. At the end of regulation, I had St. Paul with 23 turnovers. Wood River had 24. It was 4-0 at the end of one quarter, Wood River. They led it at the half 15-10 and led it at the end of 3, 23-20. But St. Paul outscored them 12-9 in the fourth quarter. Now Wood River with their first chance in overtime. Baugh wanted to pass it. Her teammate cut. She dropped the ball on the floor. That's a double dribble or a walk, however you want to call it. And Wood River, two possessions, two turnovers here in the overtime's first 30 seconds. 32-32, 4 minutes on the clock in overtime. At the free throw line, Sestock takes a dribble back to the arc, guarded by Rojas. Over to Wood, Alevich, 12-footer. She's fouled. Baugh trying to get out there. Fouled her after the shot was released. And they will give her two free throws, which is the correct call. But the most important thing is that is the fourth foul on Baugh. And if she can't run the point, that really would let St. Paul put pressure on. So two free throws for Kyla Wood-Alevich, who missed two in that fourth quarter. First one up, and it is good. And St. Paul has the lead, 33-32. That is the sixth point for Wood-Alevich. Second free throw on the way, and it's right through there, no problem. And a two-point lead for St. Paul, 34-32, 3:20 to go here in overtime. And bringing the ball up the floor, Kelsey Baugh checks with Coach Parlin for the play. Over to Burkhardt on the left wing, looks at the high pick. Now the baseline is open, so she drives the layup, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Taryn Jonak. Good move for Burkhardt, just couldn't finish. St. Paul in the front court, Wood-Alevich getting a little more active offensively as this game has moved along. Dribbling in front of the Cat bench. Finally gets rid of it to Fosick. Swings it to the right side to Jonak. Back up top to Sestock. Thought about the three. Instead, they dump it into the left-hand corner. Wood-Alevich gets in trouble. Dumps it back to Fosick. A running one-hander off the glass and in. And St. Paul has their biggest lead of the game. And it's here in overtime. 9 points for Fosick. It's four-point lead, 36-32. Wood River trailing by four. And when you are so close to getting that win, now maybe a little pressure. They've got to just keep working. They need a bucket here. Get some pressure off. To Baugh, back over to Burkhardt. Burkhardt to the high post to Lure. She's guarded. Quick ball, move it back out top. With it, Baugh into the right-hand corner. Burkhardt up top, Lure. Not a three-point threat from there. Manny will give it off to Baugh. Works off a pick around Rojas. Fade away, foul. Shot wasn't going to go because she was fouled pretty good. And at the line, Kelsey Baugh for the first time tonight. She's got three threes, a game-high 13 points. And the foul is on Kylie Sestock, her third. Two free throws here, and the first one is up, and it is no good. Wood River, one of seven at the line, and they're down by four in overtime. Baugh takes a deep sigh and a breath. Second free throw up, and that's good. 14 for Baugh, and it makes it a one-possession game, which is key in overtime. And now full court pressure. Fosick trapped to the back corner, and St. Paul calls timeout. Coach Dinslaki says, I'm not going to mess around with this. 1:57 to go in overtime. St. Paul has the ball and a 36-33 lead over Wood River. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Again, the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we are finished, and then we'll take a short break and return for the boys' game between St. Paul and Wood River. Wood River 1-2 in the boys' season, both losses at the buzzer, including getting beat by a half quarter last week. And for St. Paul, they're 0-2 with a new head coach, but both losses are to state-rated Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. So it's not like they took on the weak portion of their schedule. They were tested early. Here we have 1:57 to go in overtime. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. St. Paul leads at 36-33 in the overtime, outscoring Wood River 4-1 so far. And they're able to break the pressure, get it into the front court, and now let the clock begin. And the Eagles have to be aware here that they're still not in the 1-1. They've got a foul to give. On the right wing with it is Sestock. Kylie just holds it. Wood River's got to get a little more aggressive defensively here. Try to lob over the top to Jonak. And even though they're playing man-to-man, they're really sagging, allowing St. Paul to just run clock here. Wood River not even close to getting up on the ball. They have got to put some pressure on the ball here with 1:20 to go. Ball between the circles, Wood-Alevich. She can dribble. Oh, she crossed it over and got the ball stuck on her hip. So great defense, Wood River. They knew exactly what they were doing. And a tough break there for Wood Olevich. That'll be the first turnover of the overtime by St. Paul. And so back in the hands of Wood River, Kelsey Baugh down by three, a minute 10 to go in overtime to Burkhart. Swings it to the weak side to Lure. Maddie back up top to Burkhart. Gets it to Baugh, and they reset it with 1 minute to go in overtime. 36-33 St. Paul. They haven't been able to get anything inside lately. Maybe look for Rojas. But they force it in to Lure, and it's picked off. The steal is made by Maddie Fosick. And Wood River's third turnover of overtime. Now they got to get up and foul. 40 seconds to go. Lure gets up. Oh, well, don't foul like that. You're lucky they have this officiating crew. Somebody else, yet less experienced, might have called the intentional. And coach brings a Lure Maddie over and says, you don't shove him forearm to the back. And that'll be her first foul. Still no 1-1. The next foul will be a 1-1. 40 seconds to go. St. Paul up by three. And they throw it into unguarded Sestock. And a foul will be called. They try to get the foul just as the pass was thrown away. And that's the fourth foul on Julia Rojas. And so at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Carrie Sestock. She's 0-1, 6 points. A chance to make it a two-possession game with 37 seconds to go. The free throw is no good. The rebound, Rojas grabs it, her fourth, and gives it off to Baugh. Baugh into the front court. And a timeout will be called here by Wood River. They hustle it up and called the timeout. 31 seconds to go in overtime. St. Paul 36, Wood River 33. 31 seconds to go in the overtime. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearns.
You're listening to High School Basketball on your sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 31 seconds to go in overtime. It is St. Paul 36 and Wood River 33. Wood River has the ball. And it looks like they're going to say Wood River only has two timeouts left. So they got to throw it in. They are possibly looking for a three to tie. They don't have to take a three, but I think that's what they're going to set up. They missed a three at the end of regulation. Lure with it. Maddie over to Burkhart. Can't get the three away to Baugh. We're down to 20 seconds. Back up top to Lure. Maddie starts the dribble with the left hand around the screen, takes it to the hoop, and she's going to draw the foul with 13 seconds to go. Two free throws coming up for Maddie Lure, who missed a pair in the fourth quarter of play. And the foul is on Carrie Sestock. That is her first and the team's fifth. And the free throw is off the heel. No good. As Wood River continues to struggle from the line, they are 2 of 9. Second free throw on the way. And it's in and out and in and out and no good. Rebound brought down by St. Paul. Carrie Sestock. Wood River needs to foul. And they still aren't fouling. They go for the steal. And finally, the foul committed with 7 seconds to go on Alexis Burkhart. And a 1-1 at the other end. But St. Paul now can secure the ball game with a free throw here. And a 1-1 for number one, Kyla Wood Olevich. She's 2 of 4, hit 2 free throws in the overtime. She just needs one. The first one is up on the 1-1, and it's good. And St. Paul, who trailed virtually the entire ball game, especially in regulation, is going to find a way to get to 4-0. Second free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Sam Lure. Up the floor comes Baugh. Baugh stops, fires the three-pointer. It's no good, and that is the end of the basketball game. St. Paul at home finds a way to come back from nine. They were shut out in the first quarter, and they find a way to win the ball game in overtime. St. Paul 37 and Wood River 33. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Boys game will be coming up next. They're wasting no time getting the boys out onto the floor. So a reminder that that game will tip off at about 7:30, 7:35 at the latest here on Classic Hits. And let's take a look at the final stats here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's have been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. With a great selection to choose from, you'll get your game on at Misco Sports. And see them before the games begin, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. First off, for Wood River, they had their chances but could not finish it off here this afternoon and into this evening. Both teams pretty even up and down the line, had about the same amount of three-pointers, same amount of turnovers. Rebounds are going to be pretty even. Free throw shooting is going to end up being the difference because St. Paul hit a couple more. For Wood River, Kelsey Baugh ends up leading the team with 14 points. She also had two rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 6 points and two rebounds. Madison DeVore, one rebound. Julia Rojas, 6 points, four rebounds. Maddie Luhr had five rebounds. And then Sam Luhr, 7 points, and she ended up with a team-high 9 rebounds. So only four players scoring for Wood River as far as the rebounds go in this basketball game. 12 in the first half. They were able to pick up 8 of the second half and 3 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half, and 1 of 4 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half, 0 of 1 in overtime. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, 10 in the second half, 3 in overtime. Wood River had 15 points at halftime and a 5-point lead, 17 points in the second half, 1 in overtime. And Wood River finishes with 33 points, 23 rebounds. 2 out of 10 at the free throw line is the killing stat. 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 27 turnovers. Wood River girls fall to 0-3 and will host state-rated Blue Hill 1 week from tonight. We'll look at the final numbers for St. Paul right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look.
For service, savings, and selection.
Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for St. Paul. I had Kyla Wodilewicz with 8 points, all coming in the fourth quarter at overtime, 2 rebounds. Maddie Fosek led the team with 9 points and a rebound. Carrie Sestock, 6 points, a team-high 8 rebounds and 2 block shots. Kylie Sestock, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Megan Turek, 1 rebound. Alexa Wysocki, 2 points and a rebound. Taryn Jonak, 7 points, 3 rebounds. And Jory Mudloff, 3 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half, 3 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half, 3 of 5 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. They did not attempt one in overtime. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, 9 in the second half, and 1 in overtime. St. Paul shut out in the first quarter, did get 10 points in the second quarter, then 22 in the second half and 5 in overtime, and the Wildcats improved to 4-0 with 37 points, 24 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 24 turnovers with a 37-33 overtime victory. And now St. Paul gets by far their toughest test of the season as they travel to Hastings St. Cecilia. That's coming up on the 17th. So I misspoke. They are off this weekend. The 17th, of course, would be Tuesday that they are at Hastings St. Cecilia, their next home game on the 21st against Broken Bow. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you get your gear from Misco's. We'll be back in about 12 minutes to give you the starting lineup for the boys' game. Don't forget ESPN 1460 for Denver Broncos, San Diego Charger football kicking off at 7:25. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.